The Traveler's Journal, April 14th. Walking with our third president in Paris. Last time we visited Monticello. Though long and distinguished, Thomas Jefferson's life was full of travail, both public and private. In fact, five of his happiest years were spent abroad. Between 1784 and 89, Jefferson was the fledgling America's ambassador to France. When not involved in diplomatic duties, he'd spend hours walking the streets of Paris, absorbing its ambiance, architecture, art, and ideas, often at a pace of 5 miles a day. Then, in his mid-40s, Jefferson's love of walking was remarkable for a man of his age and station. Paris's streets were muddy rivers in winter and dusty infernos in summer, seething with a fever of impending revolution. From his rented home on the Champs-Élysées, he'd stroll to the magnificent Place Louis XV, now the Place de la Concorde, and dally in the Tuileries Gardens. He'd spend hours at various building sites, equally enthralled by architectural design and details of construction. Crossing the Seine, he'd visit 119 Rue de Lille, home of his and America's friend, the Marquis de Lafayette. He'd browse in the bookstalls along the left bank and frequent its cafes and intellectual gathering places, soaking up the ideas and attitudes he imported to America. 2 centuries later, a surprising amount of the Paris that Jefferson loved still exists. For a modern traveler, retracing his steps provides unique insights into the formation of the remarkable intellect which still so profoundly influences American attitudes. You'll find plenty of travel intelligence when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.